The Texas State Board of Education has made headlines nationally for taking up what some would call ideological battles over school curriculum, including a recent resolution condemning social studies textbooks for being what a majority of board members saw as pro-Islamic. But District 5 Republican incumbent Ken Mercer, who voted for the resolution, says the objections raised by him and other conservative members are about adding balance.
I've heard a question this year about politics and political ideology in 2010 and said, well, that's not a new question. I have parents who have been involved the last 15, 20 years, and they wanted someone who they felt it would at least balance it out. They felt that politics and political ideology had been part of our books for way too many years, and we needed to change that.
Some believe this balancing act doesn't have a place in education debates. Mercer was one of a couple Republican incumbents who drew moderate GOP challengers in the March primaries, following several highly publicized fights over curriculum, including evolution and sex education. Mercer's Democratic opponent, Rebecca Bell Medero, says the battles have also put the board at odds with facts. Facts she plans on using while making decisions on the board.
Based on research, based on data, not based on, you know, my particular opinion, my pet beliefs, but really based on what those who study education have discovered are the best practices.
Bell Medero worries these battles, especially when it comes to science, are weakening the students' ability to succeed in college and beyond. She tells this story. A UT Austin scientist had come up with a new, more accurate way of measuring the age of the Earth, but the school board removed the data. So she asked the scientist, what difference does it make that the information was removed?
And he said, it makes a huge difference. Because if we don't have students who really understand the very best, latest science, it means that when they come into the university, they have to do remedial work with them to get them up to speed.
But Mercer says blind allegiance to experts will not make the Texas public education system better. He points to a recent battle over history curriculum.
They wanted to delete the Liberty Bell. There was a motion at one time to delete the word patriot from kindergarten to 12th grade. There's a motion to delete the word American Free Enterprise System, again, from kindergarten, 12th grade, economics and government. You know, those committees, we want our experts on there, but experts are not perfect.
The rhetoric and campaigning in District 5 is very similar to other school board races where an incumbent Republican is defending the recent actions of the board. But in the other Central Texas race, District 10, which has no incumbent, both candidates are quick to attack previous board actions. I'll have more on that race tomorrow. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.